Amen. Unrighteous acts about trying to pray and you think you're doing God's will and you're giving, but you're doing it to be seen of men. And you're praying and you're even doing that to be seen of men. You pray out in the open where everybody can brag on the fact that you prayed. The Pharisees and the scribes will make sure that people saw them when they were praying. They will stop, amen, wherever they are at a certain time of the day. If it's 12 noon, they will stop and pray and look so holy to the world. And they will just, oh, they will just say, these are, men are so holy. He said, well, you already got paid when they saw you. Amen. 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 He said, when you pray, don't let nobody, don't pray to be seen of men. Amen. That's not right. That's not righteous. God says, I want you to have some righteous acts. If your acts are going to be righteous, then you cannot be giving because you want for people to know how much you gave, and you cannot be praying for people to see how you pray. He says that what I want you to do is I want you to go in your secret closet and pray to your Heavenly Father in secret, and He'll reward you openly. You do what you do behind the scenes, and then people will just notice that you're just blessed. And it's what you do behind the scenes. God says, you're not doing it to be seen of men because that's an unrighteous act. But He says that what I want you all to do in my sermon is I want everybody in here to do things in a way that is right in God's sight. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and do it His way, not your way. Not unrighteously, not to be seen of men, not to get the praise of men, but do what you do because you love me. Seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. He's our king and we're in His kingdom. And this year I'm going to make God first. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to tell Him. I'm going to get to Him later. I'm not going to put God off. Amen. I'm going to make God priority. Amen. When you make God priority, He takes care of everything else. Everything else will be added unto you. Amen. Everything, your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. Why should you worry since He already knows what you need? And He's a Heavenly Father and He has all power. So why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why don't you put me first? Oh, you can't put me first? Because you're worried about taking care of this. Oh, I got to do this, Lord. Oh, I'm going to do this, Lord. Lord, I'm going to get to you next year. 2020 is going to be your year, Lord. No. God said, by then, I could have made you a millionaire. I could have made you a millionaire. Not that that's your motive. But God says, look, guys, you don't worry about taking care of yourself. Money and materialism are not priorities in you all's life. That's not your priority. That's just the stuff that you need to live to meet your day-to-day needs. You don't live for this stuff. You don't live to make a living. God says, you live to praise me. You live to worship me and to do the right thing for the right reason. And is seeking His righteousness. I'm righteous in God's eyes. And when I'm righteous in God's eyes, He says, you know what? You'll look around and you'll be blessed. I'm just wondering how many people right now are not getting blessed because they are putting God second. They're not putting Him first. God is God, I get to you next. When I get through this, you're next, Lord. God, it says, I want you to make me, I guarantee you that you cannot put God first and come in last. It won't happen. I challenge you, put God first in your family, in your relationship. Put God first in your giving. Put God first in your living. And I guarantee you, you're going to find out that you're going to end up blessed. And I challenge you on that. Standing on the word of Almighty God. Amen. I'm going to make sure that I'm serving Him and I'm obeying Him. and I'm doing what he says is not about people. Amen. Amen. You don't live to make money. You don't live to buy clothes. You don't live to pay rent. You don't live to buy cars. You don't live to buy houses. Y'all got it mixed up. That's not why you live. This stuff just takes care of you while you're down there. You live for a higher reason. The higher reason you live for is to praise me and to seek my kingdom, because you are kingdom citizens. You are children of the Most High God. You are just down there on earth, but your daddy, your real daddy, is in heaven. I use your biological father to bring you into the world. Don't even get hooked on people. Don't get hooked on daddies and mamas. They all have their place, and they're all needed, and I want them to be there. That's part of my way of taking care of you. But don't look beyond that and realize that you have a heavenly father, and that is the one that you're really pleasing, and he is the one that you really should be serving. Your kids ought to know you serve the Lord. Your husband ought to know you serve your Lord. Your wife ought to know you. The folk at work ought to know that you serve the Lord. It doesn't mean that you are a perfect individual. It just means that you are a forgiven individual. And you serve the Lord. And he says, what will happen is, when I come first, you're going to be in for a big surprise. Because you're going to look around and you're going to find out all those things that you needed were added. I can't explain to you how he does it, because he does it without you even understanding how he does it. But he's so good, until he says, when you put me first and trust me, then you look around, and the next thing you know, you're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. And he says that, So what are you worried about? What are you worried about? Amen. Is buying clothes and looking pretty and driving a nice shiny car and having some shiny shoes on and having all that stuff, is that your goal in life? That's not the stuff that you're supposed to be. That's not the end. That's just a means to an end. Your purpose ain't clothes. You didn't come here to make sure my goal ain't just to pay the rent, to pay the hard house note, to pay the car note. That ain't why I live. That's not why I live. I got a higher purpose than that. This stuff I'm wearing and stuff like that's just part of the stuff I need to, amen. That's. And he says, these folk, the Gentiles, are hung up on the clothes, and they're hung up on getting something to eat. And for them, that's where it stops. But you use that stuff. For them, that's their goal. But for you, nah, that's not your goal at all. I mean, that doesn't do anything spiritually. It's just some material things. So now what does he say? He says that what I want you to do is I want you to seek me first, and I dare you to do it. I dare you to say, look, you know, I want to know the word of God. I'm going to get me a Bible, and I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one that I can understand. I'll let the Lord lead me, and I'm going to, every day, I'm going to study the word. I'm going to read it to my children. That's going to be there. I'm going to get them when they wake, before they lay down at night. I'm going to secure my family. I'm going to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. I'm going to build godly goals into my home, into my children, into my wife, into my husband. And we're going to be godly people. And we're not driven by obtaining stuff. That's not our goal. Amen. Amen. Our goal ain't to get stuff. We are here to set a righteous standard, to live righteous and holy lives. Well, he says, here's what's going to happen. And he says, because I ain't got to the sermon yet. He said, seek first the kingdom. The kingdom. I'm a kingdom citizen. He's the king, and he has a kingdom. And Jesus is up here preaching. He said, now, guys, y'all got y'all priorities straight. Get your priorities straight. Get everybody get their priority. Kids, everybody know we serve. And then he says, seek first the kingdom of God. That's where the king rules, doesn't he? A king rules? A king rules in a kingdom, right? Yeah. Amen. And there's only one king in a kingdom. And everybody, and he says, seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added unto you. What does that mean? That all these things shall be added. That means that God is in control. Amen. The world is not. God is in control of what you get. He says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. God is in control. And I want to challenge you this year to put a smile on your face, to keep these words in your mouth. God is in control. Don't fool yourself in thinking that the world is in control. God can overrule what the world does, and you end up blessed anyway. The world can't stop you from getting blessed. The world does not determine you being blessed or not. The world does not determine your destiny. The world does not determine these things. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. God does. God determines how far you get. God determines whether you succeed or fail. God determines how far you go. The world doesn't determine that. The world and all of this clothes and stuff and all that stuff is beneath you. You don't serve that stuff. That's material stuff. That ain't the stuff that I serve. Amen. That stuff I use. Amen. I'm not here to worship stuff. I'm not here to pay the city of Austin. That's just stuff I use while I'm here. I use that stuff. I don't worship it. That's not my goal. My goal is a godly goal. My goal is godliness. Godly goals. And now he says that what I want you to understand is I'm in control, because I control everything, God says. He says, if you seek me first, all of these things that you worried about, you'll see that just by reading my word, everything, all these things, I'll just throw those things in. You'll look around and you'll be blessed, because I control everything. And you may say, well, I got enemies. God knows that. God knows that. You say, well, Lord, somebody's talking about me. You know that. God says, I know that. God's in control. And you say, Lord, did you know that my enemy now has become my boss and he got the job and I didn't? God said, I'm in control. I'm in control. I'm still in control. See, God does not ever give up his control. And anything that happens, he's going to make it up and use it some kind of way down the road. He said, I'm in control. Lord, they talking about me. I'm in control. Well, Lord, did you know my enemies are exceeding? They're gaining ground on me. The other day I heard that they got this, and I heard, so wait a minute. I'm in control. It's a still small voice that you hear. He said, I'm in control. Well, Lord, did you know that they doing me wrong? I'm in control. I'm in control. I'm in control. You see, I control you, they don't. And whenever you let them control you, then you're saying you don't have faith in me. And if they, God does not allow us to worry about things we cannot change. You can't do it. It's just not allowed. How do you know it's not allowed? Verse 27 say, which one of you, by taking thought, that word thought there means care in the Greek language, which one of you by worrying can add one cubic to his stature? You can't add any time to your life at all about worrying. In other words, what I'm saying is, worrying don't change anything. God does not, he does not allow us to worry about things we can't change. If you're worrying about something you can't change, then that's bona fide worriness. God, and I'm gonna let you go in a minute. God has not caused you to worry. He hadn't called you to worry about. Jesus said, can you change your height by worrying? Can you extend your life by worrying? Think about it. Can you do any of this stuff? Okay, so since you can't, why are you worrying? God has not caused you to worry about things you can't change. You can't change. You can't even change the littlest things. How in the world you think you can change the biggest things? God is saying, you're wasting your energy. You're wasting your life worrying, and I have not called you to do so. Do know this, God says. If you're worrying, I didn't authorize it. I'm not going to allow you as a Christian, as a child of God. I am not. I want you all to know I'm your heavenly Father. I'm your spiritual Father. He says in heaven, I want you all to know that I have not authorized you to worry. My children. Oh, I see what the problem is. The problem is in verse 30. Because he threw that in on the very end. You think it's like it's out of place. He said, oh, ye, on the very end, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. You're worrying about what you're going to wear. You're worrying about what you're going to eat. And you're worrying about this and that. He said, oh, ye of little faith. And what he's saying is, you had enough faith to become Christian, but you ain't got enough faith to go on and live like I want you to live. I'm in control. You say, well, this happened, that happened. I know that. Can you tell me anything I don't know? When you can tell me something I don't know, you're worth listening to. But I'm your heavenly Father, and there's nothing you can't tell me I don't know. Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. He knows about your enemies. He knows about what happened. He knows. You say, Lord, I made a mistake. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of your mistakes. I knew you were going to make a mistake when I saved you. I knew you were going to fall flat on your face when I saved you. The day I saved you, I knew you would be in this, you would have this problem later on. God says, you can't surprise me. The problem is that we don't have enough faith to trust God. And if I worry, that simply means that I believe that the world got more power than me. God said, if you're worrying, you believe the world got more power than me. Because I'm God. I'm God. And I transcend everything going on down there. And if you're sitting around being a worry wart, amen. If you're sitting around, amen, and you're worrying, and if you're biting your nails or you're a killjoy and you can't enjoy life, I want you to know, I have authorized all of my children to walk around happy. I'm not understand that I did not approve of that frown you got. You said, Lord, this is wrong. That is wrong. That ain't what I approve. Understand what he's saying. And I'm going to let you go. He said, look, I have not authorized that. If you are my child, you need to know that if you're going to be in my kingdom, when something happens, you're not going to let it worry you because I got all power and I didn't do anything about it. I allowed it. If you worry about it, you're saying you got more faith in you because you have it as long as you got everything under control. That ain't the way this is going to work. How's it going to work, Lord? You're going to walk by faith. You see what that mean? That means if there's something wrong, you're going to act like ain't nothing wrong. If there's a problem, you're going to act like there is no problem. And it's not that you just acting that way. You just examining the fact that this is the reality of the situation. God, to acknowledge that man can cause me to worry means they have more power than God. God said, I have not authorized my children to go around worrying. For I know I can take care of all of them. They ain't got no, I ain't authorized you to be awoke at night worrying and all this kind of, I'm in control. He says, you have got to walk by faith. And when problems come, they're there. Fine with me. Yeah, it's a problem just as big as day, but God is going to take care of the problem. I'm gonna smile by faith. I'm not faking. Now understand, I'm not faking. Because if I can't smile by faith, then what's here is more powerful than him. I already got the message that he is more powerful than anything. And so when I smile, I'm not faking it. I'm smiling because, yeah, God's going to do something. See, you can't surprise him. You say, God, this happened, that happened. God said, tell me something I don't know. You can't surprise me. You being a kingdom citizen, I have not authorized my children to go around worrying. Have you ever had your children to worry? And you got everything under control, and they worrying, and you looking there and find out they worrying. What are you worried about? There's nothing to worry about. Understand this year. Did I tell you what the aim was? How to have a happy new year, I think. This year, you're going to walk by faith. And when things come to you, what you're going to say is, you're going to say, God has not allowed it. But this happened. Somebody else can try to convince you. I'm sorry, but God just hadn't allowed it. I can't worry. He hadn't allowed me to worry. He hadn't authorized it. He hadn't approved it. It hadn't been approved by God. If God didn't approve it, I can't let it come in. So I'm just going to have to smile. I'm just going to smile because it ain't coming in. He does not want me as his child acting like this. He has everything under control. Or I just need to change God's He don't want me representing him biting my nails and nervous and worried all the time and scared and in fear. No. Not the one I serve. I got a heavenly Father. And he's doing something that some people may be acting crazy, but he's going to do something. I don't know what he's going to do. He ain't called me to figure all that out. But he want me to just let the world know, you know, God has got this. God is going to do something. This year, everything's going to be just fine. Because ain't nothing, I'm not under my circumstances. Amen. You ain't got no business under your circumstances. So you're controlled by everything that's going on in the world. And so your heavenly Father don't mean nothing. The world and the boss and the people got more power than God. Everything got more power than God. When things go wrong, that's more powerful than God. That ain't how God called us to live. No, I'm going to trust God. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is all right because I'm doing it by faith. He said, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. And this year we've got to walk by faith. And God is doing something. I don't know what he's doing. I can't be God. Amen. I start to let the aim be, let God be God. Amen. Because I can't be God. I can't be God. It's too many things go wrong. I never will get no sleep. I'll be unhappy the majority of my Christian life worrying myself to death. I can't be God. No. That's God's job. This year, I'm going to let God be God. And I'm going to be his servant. I'm going to go, amen, while we get ready for the song. I'm going to let God be God because God has not called me to worry and represent him worrying myself to death and over things I can't change and people I can't change and problems I can't change and children I can't change. Some of these children just got to grow up. I grew up. You grew up. We all going to bump our head. But I'm not staying up waiting on you to get straight. I don't know how long it's going to take you to get your act together. I'm going to have to walk like a child of God and represent God, saying God got it all covered. I'm trusting in him. I'm walking by faith. Amen. Amen. I'm walking by faith. That's what I'm going to do. Stand to your feet. Shout, I'm walking by faith. Shout, God is in control. Amen. Shout, I got the faith to walk the way God wants me to walk. Say, neighbor, I'm going to smile by faith. I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to love by faith. I'm going to give by faith. Amen. This is just going to be a faith-filled year. And it's going to be a good year. Because God ain't nobody more powerful than the God I serve. And I'm going to take this and I'm going to live it out. And Father, we thank you now for your word. We know, Lord, that the lilies are beautiful. They're bright. We can't fathom how well you put even a four-leaf clover together. And the birds come down and they eat and they fly away. And you said, oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Your Father knows what you have need of. Even before you ask. So today we put you, Lord, in your rightful place. We acknowledge your rightful. We apologize for putting you down on our level. We apologize for making you out of just a mere man. We apologize for worshiping all this stuff and thinking that's why we're here, to get and gain stuff. We're not here to buy, make folk rich. We're not here for that. We are here to let people know about the right way of doing things, the righteous standard that you've set, that our homes may be better, that husbands may love their wives, children may grow up in a godly family with godly goals. It's going to be a happy year. And we don't say that things not going to come against us. We are just not going to put our faith, we're not going to put more faith in our problems than we do in our God. And we know that you're in control. And we pray for strength this morning, because Satan operates by fear. And this is a mental thing. But you've not given us the spirit of fear. You've not given it to us. And so, Lord, the one who never slumbers nor sleeps. 1,000 might fall at thy right hand, arrows may fly at thy left, but it shall not come near you. Thank you, Jesus. We pray now that you would let your will be done in the lives of your people. And somebody's here that don't know you, that they'll come forward and say, yes, this year I'm going to be a kingdom kid. I'm walking by faith. Believing more in God than I do in my circumstances. Keeping God as a heavenly Father, not an earthly man. Oh.